This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. It is a gorgeous first day of fall today.
So pretty out.
This week the weather has just been absolutely perfect. It's been perfect. Just gorgeous. But you are listening to The Pulse. You can also stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. And you can also tune us in on an app on your phone at TuneIn. TuneIn app.
It is. I've used that before.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's really good.
Very cool.
Because you can get any radio station. Doesn't matter.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't have to be local or anything. It's pretty neat.
It's pretty cool. So, yeah. So, as usual, we have a packed show. We'll be hearing from our friend, one of our favorite segments, at least one of my favorite segments, Donna. Donna from
Delaware.
And then we will be talking to Caroline's Food and Catering. I'm very interested in that. I'd never heard of it. You know, I always get a little peaked, get like a peak of interest when I hear of new.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's a new place. I'm not sure.
I think it is fairly new. Well, they can let us know how long it's been around. But yeah, it's Caroline's Fine Foods in Bedford.
There we go. So
apparently they also specialize in food sensitivities and things like that.
Lots
so
of people are doing
yeah, so it's really good.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then we will end the show with Chef Jason McCarter from the food bank, New Hampshire Food Bank. So there we go. And wow, have you been following me on Facebook?
A little bit with your biking.
So
you're loving it.
Fun.
See, I need to, with my ankle issue, I really should start trying that again.
Oh, I can't tell you how much I like it.
Yeah. So you went to the rail trail, I saw?
We went to the rail, last Thursday, after the show, was our first bike ride. We did the rail trail off of Main Street. Like, we parked in Main Street in Manchester, right
yep.
at Walgreens.
Yep.
And then we rode the Goffstown Rail Trail.
Beautiful,
up
isn't
to
it?
To the women's prison.
Yep.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Love it. It's like Lover's Lane in places,
it
isn't
was
it?
So. I never knew that those kinds of places existed.
Nope. No.
It really very, very cool. And then we went, we came back, and I was doing pretty good. So I said, let's go across the street and let's head that way. So mm-hmm. we went all the way down to the Fisher Cats.
Nice.
So it was a very nice bike ride. And then we were all excited. We planned on Saturday. We went with my sister and Molly. We got a front little backpack for Molly.
Oh,
and
that's awesome.
She loved it. So we went to the Nashua to Ayer, Mass rail trail.
I've never done that one.
Get all the way to Ayer.
I say that's a long way, right?
Well, we went. It would have been 24 miles round trip, but we went 15 miles round trip. I did
nice
15
job.
Miles.
That take you long to work up to.
That was the second bike ride, and I got myself. We got a Garmin, so I have the Garmin on my bike. So now I'm tracking all my rides. You know. So, very, very
you're getting
cool.
the bug.
I love it.
You're going to be sad when winter comes.
Really, really like it. Well, you know, you kind of do different things
yeah.
or whatever. But I've still been doing my integrity. And, I do have to tell you, this is kind of funny.
You rode to integrity one day, didn't you?
Well, that was the next day after the 15-mile bike ride. And I'll tell you, the 15-mile bike ride, I mean, I did fine. It was great. I loved it. Beautiful. When we got home Saturday afternoon, around 2, dead to the world. I took a shower, got my sweats, and done for the day.
Were you sore the
done
next day?
Done for the day.
Huh? Were you sore the next day?
Not really, because then I got up, and Daryl, was all about football.
Of course.
And I said, well, today's my day. I got to go work out. And then I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to ride my bike to integrity. Okay, so I ride my bike to integrity. It was great getting there. No problem getting there.
Yeah.
I mean, 2.67 miles. I got there in 16 minutes. Nice ride. Yeah. Fairly flat, But, I'm going there. It was kind of like a little down as you get to the end. And I went through the neighborhoods and stuff like that. Okay, great. I go do my workout. Now I'm gung-ho now at this point. I am gung-ho.
Yeah, because it's nice. It's like it's actually your warm-up. I've ridden to the gym before. It's your warm-up. You get there. You're pumped up.
I did my three sets. Sometimes I do two, but I did 3 full sets with my cross training in between and back and forth, and I'm all over the place. Okay, so I leave. Now I'm like, well, I'm not going to go home that way because that big hill there, I'm going to try to avoid that. So I went the other way. OMG. 3 hills. Now, at this point, I am exhausted. And Sunday, if I don't know if you remember, but it was a little bit on the muggy side.
Yeah, definitely.
I thought I was going to die. I swear to God. And my hill at my house on Swan Ave, I know normally if it would be like a normal bike ride and didn't do all that stuff with the 15 miles a day, I could get up my hill. But there's no way I could.
Nope. Do you walk it?
I was so weak.
There's no shame in walking.
Dying. I get to the door. Daryl comes to the door. He's like, he thought I was dying. It took me, I think, like an hour just to regulate my temperature. I took a cold shower. I'm like, oh my God.
So you burned some good calories that weekend.
Yes.
Good job.
Yes. Very, very excited. So anyway, that's my thing. And Daryl's gone. Daryl's in Florida.
What's he doing there?
Well, he left on Monday. It was kind of a last minute trip. My dad bought a place in Florida, and my dad drove down with a truck filled with stuff,
mm-hmm.
and Daryl flew down to help him unpack and go buy things and put things up and help him move things and all that stuff.
So my husband's going to Florida kind of to do the same thing soon to help his mother get a car down there. It's not fair. It's not fair they get to go to Florida. I want to go to Florida.
No, it's too hot down there right now.
Tracy. Yeah, true.
I was quite happy home, just doing my thing. I do miss him, though. You know, it's the first time really we're away from each other.
Aw, he's still newlyweds.
Yes. So, but he's coming home tomorrow night. So.
Nice.
Anyway, so how about you? How was your week?
It's been great. Staying very busy, enjoying this weather so much. It's just nice and... you know, staying active and not exercising as much as you. So now I'm motivated, but I'm still doing good. Losing weight, eating right.
Good.
Even though you can't exercise, you got to still kind of just keep plugging along. So,
yeah. Well, my Blue Apron, we had Blue Apron scheduled for Monday, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, Daryl's not here. Sometimes when that happens, I'll give it to my daughter or Amanda here at the office. But then I'm like, wait a minute, I'm going
to
make them ahead.
Yeah.
And put them in little meals. I froze a couple of them.
Eat for
I
a couple days.
And it's been perfect. It's
good.
Been perfect. So.
That's well.
And but today I'm excited because today I pick up my first one from local basket at the farmer's market. This is the local woman, Beth Richards.
We're going to have her on.
She's going to be on next Thursday. And, you know, I'm all about using local people.
Mm-hmm.
So when I heard that she does the same thing as Blue Apron and Plated, I mean, I'm like the queen of these.
Oh, okay.
Services.
So you're going to have to let us know how that goes.
I'm really excited to pick that up.
And then we're going to hear about another one today, too. So a lot of local places doing that.
There is a lot.
And I think that's great because obviously it's good, you know, you find a good place and you want to, you know, stick with it. But sometimes the variety is really good, too, and mixing it up a little bit. And so, it's good to have options.
And she gives you the option to go pick it up so you don't have to pay for shipping. You can pick it up right at the farmer's market. So today I'm going to go pick it up. So
nice. All right.
Cool.
Look forward to hearing how that goes.
Yeah. And with all that talk, Donna is all ready.
Donna is always right on time.
I know she is. Donna's pretty cool. Hey, Donna, how's it going?
I'm always on time.
Yeah,
always.
You are. Yes.
Always on time.
For the most part.
Isn't there a song like that? I think there's a song like that.
It is a song like that. You know it's Ashanti sings it. You know. Go ahead, Chase. How you doing?
We are good. How about you?
I'm hotter than fish grease, and I'm smoking like a burnt piece of bacon.
Ooh.
You hear me?
Ooh.
I'm hotter than fish grease, and I'm smoking like a burnt piece of bacon. All I want to do is make some black eyed peas and sing with the black eyed peas. Where's the love? Can we get some? Right, y'all? Can we get
love,
some love?
Love, love.
Love, 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 love.
Yes, yeah. Give me some love. Give me some love. How's my girls, and how is it? Is it up there where y'all at? Is the leaves turning?
It's really
Is it getting sweater time?
No.
Not yet.
Sunday.
No.
This weekend.
This weekend it's going to be.
You still seeing back fat?
It's hot. It's been hot the last couple of days. I would say like uncomfortable
hot. And I ain't talking about the kind you find on bacon. Y'all still seeing
back fat? We know
what
you're talking about.
I want to see back fat on a plate, not nowhere else.
I agree.
Not skimpy tank tops.
Wait,
in my mouth.
Back pack and ham hocks belongs on a plate. Don't it?
Yeah, so sweaters will be here soon. Don't remind me.
Okay, I love me a little cozy sweater. Pig in a blanket. Yeah, that's what we call it. Can we have some pigs in a blanket? Mm-hmm. Nice and cozy. So y'all ready?
Ready.
We're ready.
Give it to us.
Okay, y'all ready? Don't be scared.
We always are.
We're always just nervous.
Just a little bit.
Don't be. It's never, don't be, because Donna always brings it. Brings it. Y'all need me in y'all's life.
Yes, we do. We would be sad without you.
I'm a dose of brand. I keep y'all regular. You don't even need Metamucil. You got me. Here we go.
Go for it.
Go for what you know. There's nothing, nothing says fall like squirrels making a mess in my yard as they collect acorns from my tree and going to Oktoberfest. Last Saturday, I got to savor the flavor of autumn, German style. Now, if you into beer, my dear, Oktoberfest had plenty to make your liver worse. For God's sake, Ingrid and Hans was steady dishing up hot potato salad and plum cake. I did get to sample my first non-alcoholic beer. Just to say, that Bud wasn't for me. It might be fine, but I think beer may be fine, but liquor's quicker. That's what I need. I don't think beer's for me. Everybody's taste ain't for everybody. Only time I want to taste beer is in my chili. So it wasn't my cup of tea. However, I did learn how to polka. Don't worry, y'all. I did put a twerk twist on it. I was getting it in. And I just might learn how to play the Alpine horn so I can be in a Ricola commercial. Can y'all see me in a Ricola commercial? I'll put a spin on it. Toot, toot. Ken, Ricola. Hey, can you picture it? Picture it, y'all. Donna in a Ricola commercial. Anyway, after squirreling around at the festival, I did encounter a few loose nuts and the recipe of the week. Polka to goulash Oktoberfest acorn squash. Here's what you'll need to have your family dancing to an accordion beat with their wooden clogs. 3 acorn squash, 1 pound of turkey sausage, 1/2 cup of red onions diced, 1/2 cup of celery diced, 4 stale cranberry donuts that I found in the shop, right? But you can use any type of muffins that you can find. I use cranberry muffins. So you can use 4 to 6. 1/2 stick of butter, 1/2 teaspoon of allspice, quarter teaspoon of dry sage, 1/4 teaspoon of rosemary, and salt and pepper to taste, and 1 cup to 1/2 cup of beer. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees. You're going to cut your squash in half. Disregard the seeds, but you can also eat the seeds like pumpkin seeds if you want. But I didn't. I just disregarded them. Now you're going to place your squash on a baking sheet, and you're going to bake for about 20 minutes. You're going to take out your oven to cool, and you're going to place your squash in a baking dish. Now, in a pan, I place my butter, sausage, onions, celery, sage, rosemary, and allspice, salt, and pepper. And I cooked my sausage until they were brown. I stirred in my beer I placed my muffins in, and then I stirred in enough beer to make it wet. I let it cook for a little while. And then, now this is what you're going to do. You're going to fill your squash with your muffin mixture, and you're going to bake for 20 minutes until the filling is golden brown. You can serve it up with your best fall ale or apple cider, and your family will be like, oh, my gosh, this is some banging acorn squash.
You know, that is one thing that I have to say I've never tried. I've never tried acorn squash.
You have it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
You have it?
No.
Girl, it is banging. It's got a sweet, savory flavor. And Teddy was in here eating it last night. Couldn't wait. And then he wanted some this morning. He was eating. He was so hungry, and he smelled it. He didn't even know where he put his wallet at. Ain't that crazy? Now we was running around looking for his wallet. His wallet's downstairs in his pants, because you know he takes off his clothes and eats his dinner at the table, you know, al dente style.
He's Murray from
TMI.
from that show. Into the house, pants off.
Pants off! Like SpongeBob SquarePants. He can't wait to get pants off. Pants off, sitting at the table, al dente style.
Okay, okay.
And I ain't talking about ramen noodles and al dente. You know? But anyway, acorn squash is very, very good. Go get yourself some and squirrel around, because I got a few loose nuts in here that I got to take care of. You know, girls? Get yourself. Why y'all laughing? Y'all cracking up. Don't y'all laugh at Don, because Don ain't got much sense. Don's head corns that fell on Donna's head. So remember, life is for living and food is for giving. And if you got any squirrels and some nuts, go get yourself some head corn squash and go ahead and make my recipe. Go on DonnaDelights.com and I'll holler at y'all girls later. Love y'all. Get yourself some black eyed peas in this country because we need some love. Talk to y'all later.
Bye, Donna. We should be scared, always.
Oh, my goodness. She is just something else. I will tell you. Oh, my gosh. Okay. And with that, we need to take a break.
Okay. Good time.
You are listening to Food for Thought, WTPLFM.com. Stream us live. And we're going to go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We are live at the Beacon Building, right at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. Don't forget, you can listen to us right at your desk. You can stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. It is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And you can also tune into an app on your phone, TuneIn. So TuneIn app, and you can listen to us from there. So anyway, gorgeous, gorgeous day. We always have to take a break right after Donna because she is just...
We have to recompose ourselves.
You know, you just never know what to expect from Donna.
No.
But she's pretty interesting. But anyway.
She keeps the show lively.
She definitely does. Today's food holiday, we'll talk about that. Of course, first day of autumn.
Yeah,
everybody knows that.
Yeah. So let me guess, it's something to do with pumpkin?
That's all it says, really. Although,
oh, it's a couple
other ones. National White Chocolate Day. Do you like white chocolate?
I do, but very tiny amounts. Too sweet for me. Too sweet. I prefer dark, dark, dark chocolate.
Totally agree. Yeah. And it's also National Ice Cream Cone Day. I might need to take advantage of that when I leave.
That is what I miss the most right now about taking a little break from dairy and wheat is the ice cream.
I bet.
Yeah, it's ice cream and chocolate chip cookies might be, and wine. And dark chocolate might be my favorite things in the world. But I'm missing the ice cream for sure.
But just a little trivia on ice cream. In 1903, this is somebody's name, Italo Marchionne applied for a patent for an ice cream cup mold. In other words, a.k.a. the ice cream cone. Initially, he would fold warm waffles into a cup shape. He then developed the two-piece mold that would make 10 cups at a time. U.S. patent number 746,971. It was granted December 15th, 1903.
1903. Wow, it is.
The ice cream cone was patented. So kind of cool.
Yeah. So I have some tips. It's been a little while since I've given.
Oh, I love your tips.
I know. It's been a little while since I've given some tips. So these are, I have a couple cotton ball tips.
Ooh.
So...
Have you, in the kitchen?
Well, yeah, in and around, maybe different areas too. So a cotton ball is great for picking up little tiny pieces of broken glass. Did you know that?
Wet it?
It just says use a dry cotton ball to pick up little broken glass pieces. I think it sticks into the little.
Oh, it must.
So if it's wet, it doesn't work as well. It says the fibers catch the ones you can't see. So, you know, if you've got it in around maybe a small area, then you don't maybe want to put the dustpan on a dirty or on your counter or whatever. Little cotton balls.
Because sometimes when you do break something, you know, it's those little fine pieces of glass, so that it must, maybe it's some kind of static too or something.
And you know where it'd be good is I've broken something in the dishwasher before. And, you know, it gets down to the drain and all on the bottom. It's kind of hard to put a dustpan or something in there. So maybe small little areas, you just wipe the cotton ball around.
I don't think you can put a dustpan in the dishwasher.
No, that's a little hard. I guess you could vacuum it. Maybe somebody who was smarter than I could stick the vacuum wand in there. But it's always fun to find new ways to do it, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so
that's a good one.
This is a combination of two, vanilla and a cotton ball. And I've used this one recently, actually.
Like
this is how I found it.
Extract,
a vanilla extract.
Okay.
Yeah. So you have pets, right? Do you have pets? Yeah,
Molly.
Yeah, Molly. Hello. All right. Does your vacuum ever start to smell like dog? Mine does.
I have a housekeeper. I don't vacuum.
The look on your face was awesome. It was almost like a little guilty.
I am.
I have a housekeeper. Good for you.
Sorry.
Good for you. Okay. So you don't smell your vacuum cleaner when she's there?
I'm not usually there when she's there.
All right. Well, most of us, if we have dogs, my vacuum starts to really smell like dog.
I can see that.
And we clean out the filters and we do all the things that they say to do and all that stuff. And it's a really good vacuum. But you take a cotton ball and you get it wet with vanilla extract.
And put it in.
And you put it inside.
It's kind of a neat idea.
And it works. So the problem is, so I did that recently. And I'm like, all right, good. And then I had the Dyson stick vac. That's the one that was smelling the worst. And so, but you dump it out every time you use it. So I'm like, oh, there went my yummy smelling cotton ball. So I taped it inside so it wouldn't dump every time I use it. After a few times, you would have to change it. But it really, really works. It helps a lot. And so instead of spitting out all that dog smell, it's spitting out a nice aroma of vanilla.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah,
that's a
good
cool
one.
Idea.
And so the next one is a vanilla one as well. If you put a bowl in the microwave for 1 minute with a little bit of vanilla extract in it, it helps to clean out the microwave. Hang on a second. I think I've combined two. Vanilla in the refrigerator as well. So cotton ball, vanilla, and refrigerator helps with smells. And then, in the microwave for 1 minute, I think I left something out of my notes here, but I think it helps to just clean out the microwave and make it more fresh. Sanitizes it. That's what it does. It sanitizes your...
Really?
Yeah. I'm almost positive.
Because, sometimes when you microwave certain things, it'll kind of leave like a smell.
Odor, yeah.
So if you can do that.
And it's also, vanilla is also good, apparently. Never heard of this one, for cooling burns, like minor burns.
Oh, interesting. So. My sister-in-law, Lori, I feel like we talked about this not too long ago, but I'm going to say it again. My sister-in-law, Lori's cousin out in, it's either Colorado or out west somewhere, she has a vanilla business, like real vanilla, whatever. It's like supposed to be really good vanilla.
Yeah. As opposed to imitation.
We have a chef sitting here staring at us, and she's probably like, OMG.
She can correct us when we introduce her at the top of the hour.
We will, so stay tuned, because she's looking at us.
And these girls have a food show? We never said we were experts. We just said we like food.
Why we invite chefs on.
Right?
They set us straight.
There you go.
Speaking of chefs, you know what? Let me tell you this.
Okay.
I met with, do you know Tom Puskarich?
No.
He used to, do you remember Z? Z,
yes.
Food and Drink?
Oh, wait.
He owned it.
Oh, okay.
Tom. You never been to Z? Asian nachos?
No. I was thinking XO when you said Z.
Oh, okay.
Z, XO,
they were
it's
across
all this
the street.
O.
They were across the street. He is starting a new venture. He's been working at the Courier. He has like a bar business, mm-hmm. and doing some things on the side. And then he was on Facebook like a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. with like a bunch of meals, like Blue Plate does.
Yeah,
Blue Apron, not Blue Plate. I say Blue Plate. I own a diner.
Blue Plate special.
I messaged him and I go, oh my gosh, are you doing this? Like, I'm interested. I'd rather support someone local than, doing Blue Apron or Plated. And so anyway, long story short, we got together last Friday and he is going into, the old Farnham Center?
Ted Hebert's?
No.
Because somebody else is going there, right? That's what I thought you were going to say.
Chris. That's Chef Chris from Blue Aqua. He's opening all that up. We're going to have them on soon, actually. We chatted. The old Farnham Center, they're turning that into really contemporary-ish studio apartments. And at the bottom level, there's, I guess, like a cafe that he's going to be running. But I guess behind the cafe is this huge, beautiful kitchen. And that's, he's going to like do a little bit of that. Plus he'll have a kitchen now for his catering. And so, yeah, so he's really excited. So when he gets a little bit closer, we're going to have him on the show. So I think that was, oh, okay. Okay. So yeah. So that's that.
Awesome. I love hearing about new and exciting things.
Yes.
And, you know, different places opening up, and I always wish them like luck that
of
they
course.
Are successful, and it gives us other options and places to go.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
So
not that we don't have enough to go to. There's so many around here. It's crazy, but it's all good. It's all good. All right. The music's going. We're at the top of the hour, and who is coming on next, Tracy?
So we are having Christina from Caroline's Fine Food to come on and tell us a little bit about their catering business.
Perfect.
And catering and more.
Perfect. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.